Very sorry to have kept you all waiting.
Oh, no,
please, don't anyone move.
There's a chair here, Marjorie. Oh,
thank you.
Now, I think I understand the principles of the game which ended so tragically. I do not think, though, that I am clear as to what would have happened if a sham victim had been found lying at the foot of the stairs instead of a real one.
But excuse me, this is how you say an irrelevancy.
It is quite in order, Dr. Tokarev. Otherwise, I should not ask.
Well, the answer to your question, Inspector, is that we should have held a mock trial with a prosecuting attorney.
So that we could find out who had been given the scarlet plaque.
Or, in other words, which was the murderer.
Well, then I think the game should be played out. I shall take upon myself the role of the prosecuting attorney. I trust, however, there will be no difficulty in establishing the identity of who was the recipient of the scarlet plaque.
No difficulty at all, Inspector. It was given to me.
Thank you, Mr. Wilde. Tell me, had you formed any definite plan about how you were going to carry out your role in the game?
No, not precisely. I was thinking of it as I lay in the bath. When I heard the gong and the lights went out, I was just going to shout to Nigel that it couldn't be the murder when I realised that I should be giving my own show away before I brought it off. I thought it would be easy enough to find a suitable victim while the lights were still out.
Mr. Wilde, in the words of the popular coloured engraving, when did you last see Mr. Rankin?
I was talking to him alone in the hall before I went up to bathe and dress.
And he was still there when you went?
Yes, he said there was just time for another drink.
Did anyone see you together?
Yes, Mary, the little between maid, came in and went to lock the front door. I asked her the time and she said it was 8:10. So I ran straight up the stairs saying, "Good Lord, we'll be late," or something of the sort.
So that presumably Mr. Rankin was left alone in the hall from a little after 7:50 until 8:05 when he was killed. That's about 4 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Wilde. So we've established that from 7:30 onwards, and during the time of the actual murder itself, you and Mrs. Wilde and Mr. Bathgate were all calling out to one another.
Yes, we were, though I couldn't actually hear Mr. Bathgate from where I was in the bedroom.
Perhaps we might now turn to you, Dr. Tokarev.
Thank you.
You went upstairs with the first contingent, I believe.
Please?
With Miss North and Miss Grant and Sir Hubert. Did you go straight to your room?
Yes, immediately. This I can prove, for I am in a good mood when I am in my room last night, for I sing all the time, fortissimo.
And what were you singing?
I sing Mussorgsky, The Death of Boris. Many would have heard.
Yes. I heard.
I certainly did.
I am still singing when the gong sounds and all the lights go out. I count 60 twice in Russian, then I come out.
I understand that you were the first to realize what had happened, that Mr. Rankin was actually dead.
Yes, I was the first.
And was it you who moved the body, Doctor?
No. I said it must not be touched.
Wait a minute, let me explain.
Never mind now, old girl.
No, Arthur, I must tell the inspector what happened. I lost my head, you see. I pushed them all aside and knelt down by Charles. I pulled him over and looked at his face and tried to call him back. I dragged his shoulders away from the blood and I felt the knife gritting on the floor underneath him. I only moved him a little.
I'm very grateful to you, Mrs. Wilde, for telling us exactly how it happened.
So now that we have established my alibi, I should like now to go to London. I have a most urgent meeting.
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible, Dr. Tokarev.
But it is most important.
Everyone must remain here.